Today we have the Lord's discourse during the Last Supper, and one of the things he says to his disciples here in John chapter 14 is, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." And again, that's such a beautiful expression in Hebrew. It's shalom, this idea of giving peace, which is much more than what we think about in regard to peace. Peace, referring to shalom, is reconciliation, forgiveness, charity, God's favor. So to wish peace be with you is a wish that you'll be in God's favor, be reconciled to God. Again, it's a much deeper word than what we hear today when we think of the word peace. Jesus says, "My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives it, do I give it." I remember a good friend of mine, Father Aidan McGrath, a missionary to China who died a few years ago in his 90s. He was arrested by the communists for being a member of the Legion of Mary and promoting Legion of Mary all over China. He was arrested, placed in solitary confinement for 3 years. His cell was the width of his arms, and when he laid down, he was only about 5 feet tall. He could lay down in his cell. The other fellow next to him was from Texas, who was about 6 feet tall, and he couldn't stretch all the way out. But Father McGrath, he was in that cell for 3 years. And he says there was so much pain, there were bed bugs and all sorts of, they only got a little bucket of rice in the morning and at night, a cup of water in the morning and at night. They had a bucket there in the cell as well. That was their restroom. And he said the place stunk to high heaven. And he said that when he was in there, he was never more at peace in his entire life. He said he was not comfortable. He was not comfortable because he said the bed bugs just tore him up at night. And hearing the screams of the other men going crazy that were arrested by the communists, hearing their screams, he said he was never more at peace. See, this is the kind of peace that Christ can give. Even in the midst of terrible sufferings, of torture and persecution, he was at peace. Because this is Jesus' peace. He had made his consecration to the Blessed Mother, who in turn gave him to Jesus. Remember, it's always to Jesus through Mary. So he had made his consecration. He said when he made his consecration, he promised the Lord he would never be uneasy about anything. What a beautiful prayer. I'll never be uneasy about anything. I completely trust in Jesus and the Blessed Mother, he said. So even in the midst of this pain and suffering, he had inner peace from Jesus. Not as the world gives, but as Jesus gave. So peace is very important for us because we need peace of mind, right, in this world and the hectic, crazy world in which we live. We need peace of mind. The Navarre commentary, which is the best Catholic commentary I've ever come across, says that this greeting of peace, shalom, is still the form of greeting between Jews and Arabs and those who live in the Middle East. It says when Jesus used it for his apostles, we know it's a deeper kind of peace. And the apostles would use it when they would write their letters. St. Paul would always begin his letter, peace to the church in Corinth or in Athens or Rome. And it says the church still uses this in the liturgy. Either peace be with you or the Lord be with you. And then we say, let us offer each other the sign of peace. And that's a beautiful part of the Mass. Let us offer each other the sign of peace, which means reconciliation. You give the sign of peace to each other. Husbands and wives, friends, other relatives, or even just co-parishioners or people that come to Mass. You give each other the sign of peace. I remember growing up as a kid, the one priest always said that when you give the sign of peace to somebody, you have to forgive them. It could be your spouse, it could be your children. And he says, whenever you give the sign of peace, you're reconciling yourself to each other. So when the families give themselves a sign of peace at Mass, they're reconciling, they're forgiving each other. Husbands and wives are forgiving each other whenever they make the sign of peace at Mass. So that's what we should think about whenever we say, peace be with you, and you say, and also with you. It's forgiveness, it's reconciliation. And the last thing I just want to mention is, if you get the Magnificat, the Magnificat, the passage today is from St. Gregory Palamas, a monk and archbishop from the 14th century. I'll just read a few sentences because he really says some beautiful things about peace. We find peace with God by doing what pleases Him, by being chaste, truthful, acting honestly, continuing in prayers and supplication, and singing and making melody in our hearts, and not merely with our lips. We are at peace with ourselves when we subject the flesh to the spirit, choose to act according to our conscience. That's why a lot of the world is not at peace, because they're not following their inner voice of God, their conscience. And the inner world of our thoughts proceeds with order and purity. As for peace with one another, this comes from by forbearing one another, by forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, and showing mercy to each other out of mutual love, as Christ too has loved us and had mercy upon us and come down from heaven for our sake. So there it is, the secret to inner peace and happiness is following God, following the commandments, following our conscience. And then peace with one another, he says, comes from forgiving, being merciful, and being reconciled with each other.